Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. What I mean, when I say I am autistic on puzzling, A Life on the Autism Spectrum by Annie Kotowicz is a memoir shaped as both personal testimony and practical guide, written by a late diagnosed autistic woman. The book explains how autism can be experienced from the inside rather than only described through clinical definitions or outside observation. Its purpose is not simply to define autism, but to show how sensory differences, communication misunderstandings, self-regulation, and identity questions affect everyday life. Kotowicz also uses the book to challenge common stereotypes, including the puzzle piece framing of autism, and to present a more grounded, neurodiversity-affirming perspective. The result is a short, accessible work that speaks to autistic readers looking for recognition, as well as family members, friends, and neurotypical readers who want a clearer understanding of autistic experience. It combines memoir, interpretation, and practical reflection without losing its personal center. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, late diagnosis as a framework for reinterpreting an entire life. A central strength of the book is the way it treats late diagnosis, not as a final label, but as a reinterpretive lens. Kotowicz presents autism as something that explains patterns that may have previously been read as personal flaws, oddness, or social failure. That matters because many late-diagnosed autistic adults, especially women, spend years adapting to expectations without understanding why those expectations feel mismatched. The book shows how diagnosis can reorganize memory, emotion, and self-judgment by turning confusing experiences into legible ones. This is not presented as a dramatic cure or a simplistic revelation. Instead, the value lies in recognition, a new account of why certain situations were exhausting, why relationships felt difficult, and why fitting in often required hidden effort. By framing diagnosis as a process of self-understanding, the book makes a wider argument about identity, and that late diagnosis can expose the limits of those stereotypes while giving readers a more accurate account of the autistic self. Secondly, sensory sensitivities and self-regulation as everyday autistic realities. The book gives substantial attention to sensory sensitivities, stimming, meltdowns, and other forms of regulation that are often misunderstood from the outside. Rather than treating these as isolated symptoms, Kotowicz presents them as practical responses to a nervous system that processes the world differently. This framing is important because it shifts attention away from behavior as misbehavior and toward behavior as adaptation. A stim is not just a habit to suppress, it can be a necessary tool for managing overwhelm. A meltdown is not simply a tantrum, it can be a sign that demands have exceeded capacity. By explaining these experiences in plain language, the book helps readers understand why autistic self-regulation is closely tied to environment, routine, and pressure levels. It also offers self-soothing strategies, which makes the discussion more than descriptive. The book does not claim that sensory differences are easy to manage, but it does show that understanding them can reduce shame and improve support. This practical emphasis distinguishes the book from more abstract accounts of autism that remain at the level of diagnosis alone. Thirdly, female autistic experience and the problem of being seen as half autistic. One of the book's most distinctive themes is the discussion of how autistic women can feel. They do not match the expected image of autism. Kotowicz addresses the social problem created by narrow stereotypes. If autism is imagined only through obvious, male-coded, or childhood-presenting behaviors, then many women and girls go unnoticed or feel that their experiences are somehow incomplete. The book captures this through the sense of being half-autistic, meaning visibly different in some ways, but still not recognized as fully belonging to the category. That idea is analytically important because it shows how diagnostic culture can exclude people when its models are too rigid. Kotowicz's account helps explain why many autistic women are late diagnosed and why masking, adaptation, and social compensation can obscure autistic traits. It also demonstrates that visibility is not the same as truth. A person may appear to function well while privately working extremely hard to manage social and sensory demands. By centering this perspective, the book expands autism discourse beyond the most familiar representations and makes room for more varied and less stereotyped forms of autistic identity. Fourthly, rejecting the puzzle piece model in favor of neurodiversity and dignity. The book is explicitly critical of the puzzle piece symbol and the broader assumptions that often accompany it. That rejection is not merely symbolic. It reflects a deeper argument about how autism should be understood. Kotowicz treats autism not as a mystery to be solved from the outside, but as a form of human variation that deserves accurate description and respect. This aligns the book with neurodiversity thinking, which emphasizes that neurological differences are not only deficits, but also sources of distinct strengths, patterns, and needs. The book's emphasis on the line about missing what others catch and catching what others miss shows this balance clearly. It does not deny difficulty, but it refuses one-dimensional deficit language. That is important because public narratives about autism often oscillate between tragedy and inspiration, leaving little room for nuanced reality. Kotowicz offers a more mature position. Autism can involve disability, friction, insight, and capability at the same time. By refusing simplified symbolism, the book asks readers to adopt a more ethical vocabulary, one that starts with lived experience rather than imposed metaphors. Lastly, a memoir that also functions as a practical guide for communication and support. Although the book is personal, it is structured to be useful beyond memoir reading. Kotowicz writes in a way that helps autistic readers identify their own patterns and helps non-autistic readers understand how those patterns may look from the outside. This dual function is one reason the book has been described as a survival guide, as well as a narrative account. The practical value lies in its focus on self-advocacy, self-expression, and self-soothing, all of which are presented as legitimate supports rather than optional extras. The book also helps readers recognize how misunderstandings arise when neurotypical expectations are treated as universal. That makes it useful not only for autistic self-recognition, but also for improving relationships, because it gives families and friends a better basis for interpreting behavior without assuming intent. Its blend of neuroscience-informed explanation and personal reflection makes the guidance accessible without becoming technical. In that sense, the book works as a bridge text. It translates autistic experience into language that can be understood across different neurotypes while keeping the autistic perspective in the AP foreground. In conclusion, this book is best suited to autistic readers and allies who want a more accurate view of autism than stereotype media portrayals provide. It is also valuable for neurotypical readers who want to understand why autistic experience often cannot be reduced to outward behavior or diagnostic checklists. The main benefit of the book is its combination of recognition and explanation. It helps readers see how sensory overload, masking, communication mismatches, and self-regulation shape daily life, while also showing how diagnosis can reframe identity in a constructive way. Compared with many books about autism, it stands out for being both personal and accessible without becoming overly clinical or generalized. It does not try to speak for all autistic people. Instead, it offers a carefully bounded but deeply useful account of one autistic life, which makes its insights feel grounded rather than abstract. That specificity is part of its value. For readers seeking clarity, empathy, and a neurodiversity-affirming perspective, it is a strong and distinctive contribution to autism writing. If you would like to support Annie Kotowicz, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.